The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. Exodus 4 and 14. The word for the day is still. As I was getting through my fifth summer conference in 40 days, someone asked me, what were my plans for the last few days of summer? I responded, I would be trying to catch up with myself. Another wondered how we were able to do all of these annual meetings and planning meetings and general conference meetings and connectional meetings and national meetings and regional meetings again and again. My response, one day, one airplane, one hotel, one PowerPoint, one presentation, one sermon at a time. We live in a culture that places a very high value on being busy. We must multitask to stay on task, and the failure to do so may mean poor performance ratings, missed deadlines, or something important just might fall through the cracks. Beloved, too many of us go through the seasons of our lives sleep-deprived, stressed out, and worried that if we didn't finish everything on time or ahead of time, the world will come to an end. Our generation has done more and faster than previous generations. In fact, we have transformed from being human beings to being humans doing. Enter the throne room of God today, desiring divine guidance to replace frantic actions and busyness with a divine purpose to do smarter, not harder. It's easy just to plow ahead being busy, hoping that whatever you do will produce enough results to go to bed at a reasonable hour. The challenge is to allow God to be God. God is trying to fight for us. That's what the scriptures say. God wants to do for us, but we keep insisting on trying to do everything ourselves. Be still. Be silent. Let God truly order your steps. That means saying no so you can say yes to the God things. It means discovering your divine purpose instead of living up to everyone else's expectation. It means to be still, connecting with the God who loves you more than life itself. It means taking the time today to do something to recharge your batteries. It means catching up with you. It means self-care. And guess what? Self-care is not a dirty word. You can do this, beloved. Yes, you can. Be still. Be silent. See what God has to say about everything before you try to do everything yourself. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.